How's it going today? This is the Revved Up Outdoor Podcast with your host, Zach Wozniak and
Chris Turbush. This is the podcast for you, the ordinary Joe, who simply just loves the outdoors, wants to get outside, and just enjoys it tremendously. This is for you.
So we just wanted to welcome you guys and thank you for coming along this journey with us. Hope you give us a listen and tune in weekly for the new podcast that we'll be releasing. How's it going, guys? This is Zach with Revved Up Outdoors Podcast. And again, I am your host. Chris is actually our other host, is not here this week. Chris actually came down with the good old COVID. So if you guys could be praying for him and his family on that one, we appreciate, again, the support from all our listeners. But this week, we have something special. We have a good friend of mine that's coming in to join us and talk about all things, kind of like first really big year prepping to hunt. So if you could, you can give us an applause in the front seat of your car. I don't care, you know, do whatever, drum roll for him. So Alex Sattler from Dryden, Michigan. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Zach. I'm glad to be here. It's like first ever guest on the show. I feel pretty special. I'm honored.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. This is first ever guest to the Revved Up Outdoors Podcast. I will forever have to live with the thought that you were our first guest.
I like it. I'm proud.
Jeez Louise. So again, this week, we're going to just kind of chat through, Alex. This is your first real year going out hunting, right?
Yeah. Definitely. I think, you know, my family's been hunting my whole life. I've been out there a few times as a kid. And then as like an adult every year, I say, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get the gear. I'm going to go out. And it just never happened. So,
and the funny thing is, I would say, and to probably people listening, Alex is not the only one in this scenario. I think there's so many people in that same boat.
Yeah. It's so easy to get caught up with just life where you start to, you know, your passions and the things you want to do sort of get put on the back burner for the things that, you know, always beg your attention.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and it's a reality. It's a reality that I think we all deal with. So this week, we're going to just kind of walk through Alex's first, you know, really first year getting out in the woods, kind of prepping. I know I personally have some goals to see Alex be able to pull in, you know, pretty big guy. We're not going to wait for any giant, I don't think. But, I mean, if it comes his way, he's going to be grateful. But, with that said, I believe this is episode 5. I think this is episode 5 of the Revved Up Outdoor Podcast. So, again, that's exciting. If you're still listening by chance and you've listened to them all, well, may the Lord bless you, because I don't know how. I don't know how some people sometimes sit through these. But, you know, we love you. We love the support. Honestly, we're honored for the listeners we've had. It's been amazing. It's been a fun ride. I know we're getting a lot of merch and stuff like that ready, different apparel line and stuff for the Revved Up Outdoors. We actually, if you're watching this, you may see we have a new logo thanks to my wife. She's an amazing graphic designer. So she threw up new logo for us, got it together.
I didn't get to see it yet.
Didn't even see it yet. Come on, Al.
I'll listen tomorrow.
You're coming as a guest, and you never even looked. So, again, we got a new logo. We got some stuff going on. We have some hunts planned out for the future this coming year. And we're excited to be sharing a lot of it with you guys. Honestly, we're excited for you guys just to, again, be a part of the journey. And, honestly, the thing we're most excited about is getting a chance. We're going to host some people for hunts, and we're super excited about that. I mean, that's what we've talked in recent episodes. Al is one of the guys, again, that we're going to hopefully get him out in the woods this year and be able to pull down a big buck and celebrate and see him kind of come on fire even more for outdoors. So just like that, our goal is to do that with as many more people. So I'd say, too, if you are listening right now, wherever you're at, if you have a desire to get out in the woods, do some hunts, or hunt for the first time, or do some hunts that you've never done, send us an email. We'd love to hear a little bit more about that. And email is revveduppoutdoors@gmail.com. We'd love to hear a little bit more about that. And, you never know. We may even look to give you an opportunity to come join me and Chris on a hunt and be able to spend some time with us. And so Yeah, we're super excited. A lot of opportunities coming down the road. And again, we're super blessed. Last week's episode, if you haven't gone and listened to it yet, pause this one, take it back, and give us a listen. For real. Last week was fun. We got to talk about, again, just the thought of price comparisons nowadays and really how it affects the greater good of growing the outdoors community. And so it's a topic that some people don't want to talk about, but in reality, I think it is one that for conservation and for hunting to be passed down, it is a conversation that is important. And so did you listen to last week's podcast?
I did. I got yelled at because they made, I think, the first 4 episodes before I even listened to them. So
you didn't even know we started?
No, I didn't know it even existed yet. So we're out. I listened to the first 3 episodes in one day.
Listen, I mean, we're out here putting it everywhere. It's all over. I mean, borderline wearing. We ain't got the merch yet, so we ain't wearing it everywhere. But it's borderline everywhere. And homeboy, I mean, again, I see you. How many times a week do I see you on average?
4, I think.
On average, yeah. And the homeboy, like, didn't even have an idea. Didn't even care. Didn't know. Little investment in my life, man. I'm kidding.
I'll say my bad on that one, but. Most recent episode about the whole price comparison thing, like, I think that was definitely my favorite one so far, because literally I think my brother showed up about a week ago with a pair of, you know, pants for me. He's like, hey, just found these in the tote, you know, I figured you didn't have anything, and I don't. He was right. So there's no shame in it, man. Like, yeah. half of hunting is the family hand-me-downs and the stories you get to share in, you know, your dad or your granddad's old pants that are, you know, 3 sizes too big for you. That's what makes it fun. That's what gives it heart.
Yeah, that's what we've talked about in a lot of them too. Like when we did the stories and wives tales, the 2 episodes on that, like we said there, right? Like the majority of the outdoors is built on that, stories and wives tales, things that have been passed down and from generation to generation. And that goes a lot further than just stories. Typically in those stories, like you said, the gun you shot it with is from your great-great-grandfather, or the clothes you're wearing was passed down because you just didn't have anything and it fit, you know. And no, I would 100% agree. And that's, again, it's one of those things that, you know, I would say at Revved Up Outdoors, our biggest passion is to reignite a lot of that old school thought process with outdoors, you know, growing a community here that honestly is just very old school mindset, very, you know, take the shirt off each other's back for each other. And, you know, we don't speak down, but lift up. And again, any way we can find ways to enjoy the outdoors with the people around us. And that's what it's all about. So with that said, go give us a listen. Episode 5, there's 4 in front of this one. Go give us a listen. And yeah, I mean, again, and if by some chance we offended you at anything or you just don't like listening to us, give us a shot. Give us a chance. And I promise we'll grow. We'll do better, hopefully, every week. You know, so other than that, Revved Up Outdoors Podcast, Episode 5. Alberto is here. Alex Sattler is joining us. And we are super grateful to have you here. And honestly, Al, we welcome you to the Revved Up Outdoors Studio, a.k.a. my office at the church.
Praise the Lord. Once again, so glad to be here. I'm loving every second of it so far.
Yeah, so again, this is not only your first podcast with Revved Up Outdoors, this is your first podcast in whole, right?
Yes, never done this before. Very strange, weird feeling, but I think I'm enjoying it.
So how's it going for you over there so far? Are you making it through?
Yeah. My biggest concern is that I don't know where to look while I'm talking, to be honest. There's not a camera to look at.
You look anywhere. You look at anything. And
kind of like you're having a regular conversation, except you still want to face the mic.
It's all good. Yeah, no, it's all good. So again, like we said, we've said in plenty of these podcasts, you know, this is about the average Joe. We're not professionals at this. We're not professionals, honestly, at anything. I don't think
I'm even a hunter yet.
We're getting there. We got 3 more days, bud. So again, but this is for the average Joe. If you're that, then again, we thank you for being here and listening. And as we get through this, I guarantee we'll get you to laugh. You'll have some fun. And I pray you listen again. It'd be awesome. So again, Al, first year getting in the woods.
How does it feel? Where are you at right now? So we're, as of this recording, so we're doing this the day before it's released. So today is September 28th. We have
Tuesday.
3 days until opening, two days, and then it's opening day.
Yes.
Where are you at, bro? Are you actually ready at all?
No, I don't think you can be ready, to be honest. There's always going to be something left you need to buy, something left that you didn't think of. And until you're out in the woods looking at a deer, I don't think you'll remember at all. But, you know, I'm still super excited. Obviously, I don't think I'm going to shoot anything right away anyway. You know, it's mostly getting out in the woods and just learning, taking it all in, just being in nature, you know. That's a huge part of it. So I think for this first at least week, I'm just excited to just go sit in the woods. And, you know, I just remember being in like my childhood, hating going out hunting because, you know, you sit in the blind and you do nothing. Like, that's all it ever was for me because I didn't understand the sport. I didn't understand what it meant. So kind of shaking that weird first impression I had of hunting as a kid. You know, being an adult, it's a lot different. And like I said, understanding it, you know, it's a whole new mindset that you have to get used to. And until you're out there in the woods experiencing it, it's just going to be all new and fuzzy for you.
Yeah. So I heard in there, it sounds like you don't have much expectation going into this season. Like, do you have an expectation on like what to expect or?
Expectation is learning. Huge learning experience.
That's good.
You know, and you know, so far the biggest thing I've learned is that I'm not a good shot with a bow. So
compound, you mean?
Yes, a compound bow.
Yeah.
My bad.
You're good.
You know, shooting that thing over the course of a summer, it's not my thing. I like shooting rifles. So my brain finally went about 2 weeks ago. It's like, why don't you just get a crossbow instead? And you know, actually, it was you and my wife that decided to convince me to fork up the money to do it. Because I'm very cheap. I don't like spending money on things I actually care about for some reason. That's something you'll learn about me if I'm on here more than once. But, you know, I finally did it. You know, I forked up the money, got something I was really interested in. We just got it sighted in today, actually. And I'm super excited to just get it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that's, I think in some ways it is. Like, I think it's really good to go in with, like, no big expectation, like you said, going in to learn, right? I mean, it's, to me, and what I've told you, right, to the outdoors and hunting, it's, if you do it and you really go in with the right mentality, it's a life thing. It's not a one and, you know, do it until you reach the pivotal point of a championship or whatever.
Get,
it's,
you know, a buck this size, yeah, and you never have to hunt again.
Like, it's always, if you can get into it and start to have the joy and fun of doing it, you'll forever do it. And so I think that's the best way to go in it, right, is prepared and ready to learn. I know personally, like, I've been hunting for a long time. You know, in reality, I've had more unsuccessful years. I guess, what are your version of success? But, like, for me, it's not as much being able to pull in the trophy, but it is being able to pull in, like, something bigger. Like, I mean,
you want to fill up the freezer.
Yeah, like, don't you? Well, don't, yeah. I don't really doubt that I'm going to fill up the freezer. I mean, I believe taking a doe is not a bad thing. I do believe that's, you know, still producing what you're looking for. But, so it's more or less for me is I know I'll have the opportunity to shoot a doe somewhere. But I think the biggest thing is ultimately, like, yes, I'd like to bring one big set of antlers in. You know, it's typically a goal. But to me, I've had a lot of years where I didn't shoot anything. And it sucked. I mean, recently I've had some really good years. I've also put a lot more work into it than I ever have before.
Well, you just said today, didn't you? You were out like 90-95% of the entire season. You spent at least a few hours out there.
Yeah, I hunted a lot last year. And honestly, it's, but to me, it's like, you know, that's funny. Like you said, Al, like when we're kids, you sit there in the blind and you're like, I do nothing. This is terrible.
It's just
now as an adult, I'm like, you want me to go sit in the woods and do nothing for like 3 hours, dude?
Sign me up.
So, if that's the only way I can get to do nothing, I'm going in the woods. Like, I mean, again, we both, I mean, we do a lot of things at our church together, and then obviously you work full-time job outside of here. Al's recently married, so I mean,
yes,
he's learning fast the busyness of life as an adult. As you're only, how old are you, Al?
21.
21. Just 21. Yeah, that's a good reference for anyone listening. Yeah, but honestly, like, I mean, I heard, you know, I don't know. For me, it is. It's something about getting out and not having to do nothing for a couple hours. I mean,
it's beautiful.
You get to sit, you get to watch nature, watch the animals walk in, be close to them. They don't even know you're there, and it's a super cool thing if you're good, you know, but.
Don't know why I'm there.
But no, like, again, I spent a lot of time in the woods last year, and I've done a lot of work around our property to maintain and prep for better deer. You know, and ultimately it is. It's been a lot, but I've had a good reward from it. So that's something that's pretty awesome. So, all right, Al, question now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Okay, now.
If you shoot a deer, okay, and it has no horns but has balls, is it a doe or a buck?
It is still a buck, because it is a male deer.
But what if nobody's there to see it?
The DNR sees everything.
Oh! You hear that, DNR?
I've learned already. They know.
I've taught them well. The DNR will know everything.
I just bought this crossbow. They can't take it from me this fast.
Oh, they'll just find you, double it, and it's all of that. No, I'm just kidding. But honestly, no. I mean, all right, so in reality, let's talk about opening day is Friday. Again, we're 2 days out. So put it this way. You get out. We haven't figured out where you're going to hunt yet. We were just talking about this earlier. You might come
up with a few options. Yeah, not a lot, but.
You have a couple options. You're lucky. A lot of people don't. They don't have any. But we're trying to figure that out. But let's just say, I don't know. You're either going to sit. If you out at your guys' house, what are you? Where are you going to sit on the ground? Are you going to sit?
Probably bucket? The ground.
You bring a chair out. What are you gonna do?
Actually, my mom sort of built a blind out of a couple of pallets. Mm-hmm. And that sounds kind of janky, but it actually looks really nice. So, Mom, dude, if you listen, it looks great, and I love it.
A blind,
I'm happy
is a
to
blind.
Be a part of it. Yeah. But yeah, it's just in the middle of our woods. You can fit two, probably three chairs in there if you really wanted to. Oh, but you can take two people out there and just sit in the woods.
Okay. So okay, put it this way. Because if you're at my house, I don't know if I'm going to let you go in the big, in the nice blind. Not yet. You got to
earn that.
I'm going to let you get through a little bit of bad sits first, and then we'll put you in an opportunity to really drop something good. But no, honestly, like, so look at it this way. You just got out in the woods. Say it's opening day or opening weekend. And, you know, you just got out there. You said you ain't hunted in a while. Right? Been quite a while. Okay? What are you going to do? In the blind or in the tree stand, like so tree stand, you gotta remember, you don't have the option to do much. Like, you really can't
move
much. You're
hanging from a tree, basically.
Right. I mean, you can't, like, do as much as you can in a blind. I like a blind because I can put my phone up and watch, like, Sunday football. I mean, I just kind of hang out. In a tree stand, though, you're exposed. So what you plan to do in there?
I mean, I'd like to say, you know, I can just sit in nature for hours and not get bored because it's so beautiful. And, you know, that's probably true for the first, like, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. That's giving me a little extra credit. I honestly don't know. We'll have to see.
So, like, are you bringing snacks?
All right, what kind of snacks can I eat, though? Because, like, my mind goes to, like, a good crunchy, like, Nature Valley bar, and you can't be eating that with deer around. You'll be scaring them off.
So, I mean, you got to go for the soft stuff, man. Like, jerky's a good one.
Jerky, yes. Okay.
I like jerky. I usually bring, personally, I eat deer while I'm hunting deer, so I bring, like, venison sticks out. Stuff like that.
Makes sense.
Because, I mean, why? Nothing better to get you in the game than eating the game.
Some deer.
Yeah. So, no, honestly, but, like, I mean, you got to get fun with it. I mean, like, I've learned, you got to get fun with it. Get you some Ziploc bags. Pack your snack. Take your snacks out of the wrapper ahead of time. Because if not, you're going to be mad. Because you're going to be out there.
I've done it where I've opened up a bag of something. I don't remember what it was, but I remember opening a bag of something. And then all of a sudden you hear, like, real deep breathing and like, stop. And I'm like, what? And then I look out and a buck books it across my opening. And I'm like, bro, the snacks, dude.
I would like to say I'm smarter than that, but I have to admit, I'm glad I had a warning, because that might just not be something you thought of ahead of time. You're like, oh, I should grab some snacks. I'm going to get hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, you big old crunch.
No, I'm telling you, dude, snacks and Ziploc bags.
Soft
they
snacks.
Do make hunting bags for snacks, but I'm going to be honest with you. Buy a Ziploc bag. Same thing. What about drinks? Like, you bring drinks or what? Like,
I should get one of those hats. With the like the bottles in it, where you can just drink right from the hat.
Yeah, you should just yeah hunt by me and do that. I'll get the deer you want. All
right.
How are you gonna make it with that?
I don't know. It's just spitballing. You know, I don't have to mess with a can or a bottle or anything.
I would agree. Cans or no.
Yeah, can't do cans.
But you can do bottles and stuff. Like, yeah. I usually bring some waters and I don't know. I have to have one thing of flavor. But the problem is, you can't drink too much. Because then you got to pee.
Yeah, up in the stand, you really can't.
You ain't want to be peeing out the window or nothing, dude. It don't work that way. All right, so, again, you bring snacks. You're going to go out. What are you going to do if, like, a four-point walks in front of you?
Day one?
To you, day one, you're out. What is your, like, no matter what I'm shooting you, like, what kind of deer are we describing? Like, no questions asked. I'm going to shoot this deer. I'm going to pull the trigger. She gone. What is it?
I mean.
You didn't even think about this.
No.
If you don't think about this ahead of time,
you think about what
you're
going to
see a
by
deer.
The end of the season. You're
right.
Like, okay, if it's the end of the season, I see a doe that's kind of big and I want to get meat in the freezer. Like, that's my biggest goal, is, like, meat in the freezer by the end of the year.
And that is it.
You know, maybe in 5 years I'll have that standard of, oh, okay, I want to get a buck of a good size. But if it was day one, I don't think I'd be taking a shot.
At anything?
Probably at anything.
All right, if you're listening to us right now.
Maybe that's a
confidence. I can say the majority of people, if you are a hunter, you're instantly like, BS. That is not. So you're. Alright. So Bucky the Buck, the one hanging in Remington's room. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Bucky the Buck walks out in front of you. 25 yards. Clean shot. You're not pulling the trigger.
Okay, I know me. I'd probably pull the trigger.
We got honesty at least. It's. The hard part, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I remember when I was first got back into it, getting out and, like, a deer walking in front of you, doe or anything. I mean, you're just kind of like,
oh, there's the thing I want.
You're going down. Like, you're like, I don't even know why, but, like, you're instantly like, I'm going to kill this deer.
I will kill it now.
I will take this deer out. I'm going to win. And so, like, you instantly, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. I hope I'm not. But I usually pull whatever I'm hunting with out. And if it's a gun or a crossbow or whatever, I'm looking down the scope. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And you just start to get excited. I mean, it's taken a long time for me to get to this point. Where now, like, doe come out. And again, early season. Again, do not get me wrong. If it's at the right time for me or I have too many doe populating my hunting areas, I will take a doe all day long. No shame in that. 100%. Meat's in the freezer. But if not, then again, my goals kind of change a little bit. And now I'm able to kind of sit there and I just watch them. And you learn the patterns too. Like sometimes during a rut, if a doe walks out, be ready for a buck to walk out behind it, right? If another buck walks out during a rut, chances are there's a couple more that are following because they're about to fight over little dodo over there in the middle of the field. Like, so my luxury on that has changed a little bit, my response. But I remember at the beginning, man, honestly, if it walked out, I was just like, bro,
that now
it is mine. I'm going to pull this thing down. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to send it to my people. And I'm going to be like, deer down. And they're going to be like, it's Bambi.
That's part of my biggest fear, though, is like, I feel like day one, never been out there before in my adult life.
Yeah.
I'm just, the first deer I see is going to be the biggest deer I've ever seen. And I'm going to just take the shot.
So
it's going to be just a baby.
Have you experienced buck fever yet?
No.
I hope I'm with you when you shoot a deer, dude. And I hope it is a massive buck that walks out and you're just
Glad you wish that on me and not the opposite.
No, man. It's honest. Like, yeah, right. At least I wish that. But like...
Better not get
buck fever is a thing. I mean, it's honestly, it's hilarious because so many people act like they never get it. I've shot bucks. I've shot big bucks. I've gone out big buck. Like, so the story I told in episode 3 or 4 about the big buck, or yeah, it was episode 3. The one of Bucky the Buck, the one that, you know, was in Remington Dream. Like I said, you've seen it, so it makes it a little easier. When I shot him, I was swarmed with bucks. And that was like the most wig out moment I've done had. Where like they all came out and all of a sudden you're like, so I'm like sitting there like I'm getting ready to shoot this thing. My hand shaking. You can't, it's like, you can't even understand it. But like maybe for someone listening, I know when I was younger, it's like getting pulled over knowing you've done something illegal.
Okay, yeah.
And you're like sitting there and you're like, you can't chill your heart rate. For some reason, I didn't do it. You know, you're stuttering, you're freaking out. And like, I've done it where I've been up, I've been ready to shoot. And like, you're like, just simmer down.
Just hold still for 2 seconds, please.
It's so bad. And it is like, honestly, I tell you that ahead of time mainly to learn to chill that moment. To know in that moment, like, it's going to happen. It's better to know it's going to happen because then you can hopefully chill it faster. But that is the worst. A big buck walks out, big King Kong.
And you just
can't get your hands to simmer down. I mean, luckily, like you said, you're doing crossbow a little bit better than with that, I'd say. Like a compound, if you're hunting with a compound bow, and you got buck fever, I mean, it sucks because you got to be level, you got to be accurate. You can't move as much. So buck fever. And again, we're gonna have Al back on when Al drops his first deer, and we're gonna have some fun conversations about that.
We'll
because
post a picture too.
Yeah, we'll put it up, and we're just gonna have fun with it. But honestly, like. And then we will. I hope it is a buck. I hope you got to come back in and you're going to be like, man, buck fever was no joke. All right. So buck fever. What about you're newly married? Are you taking your wife out at all? Does she have any interest in going with you?
Her words were, yes, but not until I know what I'm doing.
You?
Yes, me.
Okay. That's smart, I guess.
Apparently, I get this year to sort of, you know,
get
figure things out for myself. And she said next year she does want to go out.
There you go.
She has no interest in the crossbow, though. She wants to do it with a compound.
Right.
100%.
Yeah, no, that's fun.
I'm all for it. You know, she's a better hunter than me already.
So, what we need to do, I want to take you guys out. So, again, we're live. So, this can't be withdrawn. Or it can be, I'm not withdrawing it. That's too much work. But again, we don't edit. In case you guys are wondering, we don't edit. This is it. What you hear is what you get. We screw up. But I want to take y'all, let's do a spring turkey hunt. Because that gives you this hunting season to get through it. And then spring, let's all go get a turkey license. Let's go on a turkey hunt.
I think that sounds awesome.
I know I've talked to Ariel about it before because when she, like you said, she's had interest in doing it, going out. And she said she'd do the turkey hunt. We'd have to let you guys get some practice shooting in on a turkey target so you can learn the vitals and everything. But let's do that. So we'll have that later in the year or next year. But so again, I guess let me ask you, what is the biggest thing on your brain like leading into it? What are your thoughts? Where are you at? You're going to your first hunt soon. What's going on in the brain?
More than anything, it's just I'm gonna miss. One biggest thought, biggest fear is like, I'm going to get the buck fever or even just later in the season. I wait all season for like a actual, like a good kill. And then I just completely biff it. Season ends and I walk away with nothing.
Oh
That's it. Cards on the table.
Al, I will tell you, if you walk away with nothing, I will hand you freezer bags of freezer bags, because I got
same, Zach.
But it is, man. In some ways it is. I get what you're saying.
I know it doesn't taste as good.
So why are you worried you're going to miss?
I don't know. It's just the little devil on my shoulder saying you're going to miss.
You suck. That's
it, literally. It's like,
Remind me of the guy from...
think you can go out and have fun?
Remember the guy from Happy Gilmore? Have you ever seen Happy Gilmore?
Parts of it. I'm very young. Oh my gosh, parts of it.
Listen, this hurts. It's Happy Flipping Gilmore. Go watch the movie. All right, so in Happy Gilmore is the guy that just comes on, though. You will not make this putt! You can't say that part. We're at church right now. Sorry. But it basically says you're a donkey in a different terms. It makes me think like that's what's good. I want to be an Al's ear. Can we wear walkie-talkies one of the days? Al, you will not.
You can't.
You're going to miss, Al.
I feel like I'm going to find like a gigantic buck and you're just going to be like, are you really going to shoot that thing? It's tiny.
Well, that's one thing. Honestly, that's one thing I'll say is until you've dropped some, you're going to think the smaller deer, for some reason, you're going to be like, dude, this 6-point is gigantic. And I'm going to be like, the body on it's like a body of a Bambi. And like, it is though, for some reason, I don't know why, but like when you're in a tree, you're up in the air, you're looking down.
They all look huge.
They all look bigger than they are. And then you'll get down. Sometimes you do get down and you're like, wow, that is massive. And sometimes you're like, what the hell? Just wasted my tag on this little cripper. So, yeah, I'm going to be honest, though, dude. I mean, and I think anybody listening, if you can't agree with this, you're probably a liar. But you're going to miss. It's just bound to happen.
Just not the first time.
But why not? Get it out of the way.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Right? I mean, don't be wrong. You don't want to miss if you don't have to.
Nobody wants to miss. You wouldn't take the shot.
I will tell you, though, make sure you're honest about it. If you tell me there's deer there, you text me, you're like, deer. And then you're like, nothing. Like, if you text me and you're like, there's an 8-point in front of me, and then I don't hear anything from you, I'm going to just assume you missed. Because, like, you gotta, like, I don't know.
I think there is more shame in never taking the shot than just missing.
Well, like, I told the story about, like, that old bow I used, right? Like, and I missed the 6-point, right? I mean, it literally hopped my arrow. It was the most... You
just
felt
laughed
so,
in your face.
You felt so depressed, like, and you're like, that was the worst shot a human being could have ever taken. And, but again, I love it. I look back and I just laugh at it because I have learned a lot. I've learned never to use that bow again. Yeah, honestly, though, I'm excited for you. I mean, I know we've talked, last year we talked a lot about getting you out. You're a lot further along this time. I mean, last year you were preparing for a wedding. You were preparing for life in a lot of different ways. So, I mean, ultimately, but we've gotten you to the point you're invested financially. You're going to go out.
That's how you know I'm actually like into something is once I put some money into it.
Now he's in.
I have to.
We sucked him in.
I can't waste it.
So the last main question I want to ask you, Alberto, is, do you have any kind of mindset on how you're going to dress to prepare to go out?
Whatever hand-me-downs I have in the garage right now is somehow it's all going to end up on my body in whatever order or fashion.
So, like, you're hunting at a hard time of year, though, where it's like 60 during the once you go out.
Right.
By the time you come in, it can be like 40 at times.
So, yeah, like, you dress for warm and get cold, or dress for cold and you're sweating.
Sweating the whole time. And then you get freezing cold because you were sweating. Yeah, like, so how do you plan to handle that? Or have you even really put much thought into it?
I'm a lot better with cold than I am with heat, for this time of year at least. Yeah. Like, once we get into the 20s, obviously that's not the case. But I think I'm more willing to dress a little bit cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it starts to get cold, I just, you know, gotta put up with one of them either way.
I mean, and you'll learn, right? The first time you go out and get cold, you're gonna learn to not do that again. First time you go out and sweat too much, you're gonna learn. I mean, you gotta just. Hey, you said
a happy medium that you may never ever find.
You said it at the beginning. I think honestly, you have to just build the mindset of you'll learn as you go.
That's everything in life.
Yeah,
100%.
100%. So,
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see you drop something. I'm excited to get you out. I'm excited to get you back on to talk about what we see you drop.
How I missed my first
so,
book.
Yeah.
Or didn't. You never know.
Honestly,
so I guess, do you know what you're doing when you get in there? Say you shoot the deer. Do you know what you're doing to gut it?
I have helped gut deer several times in my life. I've never done it myself. I'll probably end up with like half a deer if I tried to do it myself. So I owe that one to my older brother. I'm sure with the reward of a little bit of that meat, he would be more than willing to help me.
Well, are you going to try to process a deer this year on your own, or are you going to take it in? What's your game plan there?
We processed it once ourselves, and it was a lot of work, but we also had like 5 people in the barn like working on this, so yeah, we got it done pretty quick. I don't know what it's like to do alone.
Yeah.
So again, learn.
Yeah, no. I know like you said, shooting your own's a reward. I think processing it in your own's another whole reward. It kind of makes respect it a little bit differently. The fun part with doing that too is you can kind of determine what you're getting. It's not like, hey, you got to have 5 pounds of hamburger minimum, or, you know, 5 pounds X of steaks minimum. You know, like, you can totally do whatever the hell you want.
Make what you like.
Yeah. It's fun. It's definitely fun. I know you got dogs. I usually try to keep some certain crap that I won't eat. I'll give it for the dogs. Different stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, any last thoughts or words on your upcoming season?
Just excited.
Yeah.
Totally excited. I'm really happy to finally be invested into getting it, because I know it's been like 2 or 3 years in a row where I'm like, I'm going to do it.
And I'm going to do that.
So, you know, that's just my biggest thing for anyone listening. Even if you've never done it before, you know, we start this Friday here in Michigan. Never too late to decide to just go for it, you know. Even if you just end up sitting in the woods and seeing one deer. Yeah. You know, that's more than you would have if you would have said, oh, it's too late to go for it.
Yeah, and even if you just get out and you don't see anything, I can guarantee every single person listening can use a couple hours to completely themselves with no distractions. Turn your phone off, go sit in the woods.
If you don't need that, I want to know how.
Yeah, I want to know what you do. I want to know what you do for a living. But no, honestly, yeah, I mean, it's never too late. I know, like I told you when we were doing sighting in your crossbow.
Literally
when I bought mine, I had bought it and ran out in the woods that evening for opening day. And I was building it in my blind. And then I shot it and was like this camera just to watch and fix the... I shot it in a turkey mist, adjusted on the fly, and ended up shooting a 6-point later that day. But, I mean, it is. It's something... you're never too late. I wouldn't recommend you do that, but... Yeah, it's never too late. And again, if you're nearby us, I mean, again, drive to Michigan. Give us a call, shoot us a text or whatever, or send us a message on Facebook. Let's get together. We'd love to hear more about your stories. And honestly, we just love to grow the community of people outdoors and stuff we can do together and growing and doing bigger things. I know we want to do a pheasant hunt, I think, next year. And that's 20 people, I think, that we want to try to get together for that. So, again, if you're tuning in, you want to be a part of some of this stuff and the community we're starting here in Michigan, get on board. Get a hold of us. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, the damn whole thing. The email. You want to follow my email? I don't know if you can do that, but you can email us. And, yeah, so we love you guys. And, again, we thank you for tuning in to Revved Up Outdoors Podcast. This is episode 5. Thank you, Alberto.
That's what you were thinking about.
I was. And again, season 1. So we appreciate you guys. We've had a lot of awesome support. And we're excited to see where this continues to go. And we're excited and thankful. Thank you, Al, for being the first ever guest.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Again, we're excited to have you back. And hopefully sooner than later. I'm praying we get one before gun season for you.
Yeah, definitely.
So hopefully we can drop you one in each season and fill up every bit of room you have.
That's what I want my goal to be, is right. One for bow season, one for gun season, and a full freezer at the end of it.
Amen. That's what it's all about, you guys. I mean, again, the outdoors, the hunting part of it, it's not about just going out and killing an animal. It's about going out and feasting
and indulging in the things that the Lord has provided for us. I believe that's one of the biggest blessings is we've been blessed with the opportunity to have all this stuff around us to sustain ourselves. You know, why eat the meat from the store that we know is all a little bit crap when you can go out and find something, shoot something that's been eaten up off farmland and stuff for its whole life. So, again, we love you guys. We thank you for tuning in. And let us know. Let us know you've been listening. Send us some messages or emails or just anything. Any of our platforms, reach out. And again, we love you guys, and we thank you for tuning in again, and have a great week. And hey, if you're in Michigan, go drop a big one. Opening day, Friday.